for women and children in crisis since 1955. There's been a place in downtown Fresno where Christ leads, where people care and where lives have been changed and are being changed. That's at the Evangel Home of Fresno. And thanks for joining us for the weekly radio voice of the Evangel Home. This is Heartline with your host, Jim Tuck.
Thank you, Ken Adams. We appreciate your using your equipment and expertise to take our recorded conversation here at Evangel Home and turn it into a radio program on three radio stations here in Central California. As you've heard us say in the last few weeks, Jerry's not available very much. We did get some time with her last week, and we hope to again next week, but she's still recuperating from a surgery. But I have the inestimable privilege today of hanging with Lisa. She's the director of the child care operations here at Evangel Home, and she's not the least bit nervous, but she's so excited. Her mom's going to be so proud of her because she's a radio star. And those of you who were at the banquet last September, you got to hear a little interview, a little dialogue between Lisa and me at that point. I think that's the last time we've spoken.
I think that is correct. So we have a lot to update you on.
All right. Well, we're going to start. We're going to get some background. I want to know about Lisa, who you are, where you grew up, what your world is, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. So I was born in England, in London, and my parents were missionaries. So we stayed in England until we were about junior high age, came to Florida, stayed there, finished college at the University of South Florida, got a degree in social work, was a little sick of Florida, so I moved out to California to do an internship downtown at a local church, and I enjoyed the area so much, I decided to stay, and it was through a friend that I had met in Fresno that I found out about Evangel Home and about the job opening that they had here.
Now, was that the previous daycare or child care operator that you found out through, or...?
It was not. Okay. The girl who worked here before, her name was Kira, and she left to go back to school, and so she's finishing a graduate program. She's loving her whole program, so that's great. But this girl used to be a house manager here in the crisis. So.
Okay. Now, you just decided I don't like Florida anymore, so I'm going to go to California?
Not exactly. Florida is very nice, but we had been there for about 10 years, so I was getting a little itchy for to move, so my brother's up in the Bay, so I thought this will be perfect. So,
what are your favorite memories of England?
I think going to London, because you could just take the train and go to London and spend the day and see all the cool things like the Tower and Big Ben and the Crown Jewels, you know. And so now when you see things like that on the Travel Channel, it's like, I lived there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So it was fun to have. We grew up in a neighborhood that was predominantly Muslim, and so that's who my parents were predominantly working with, to share Christ with Muslim neighbors and everything. And so just growing up immersed in that culture and learning Bhangra dancing as your extracurricular activity and wearing saris and celebrating Diwali and making the candles and just learning about that and eating all the food, and, you know, it was just a really fun place to grow up.
Wow. Now, I didn't see that coming. That's an unexpected background. And my listening friend, if you're hearing different things in the background here, it's because we have a little guy in daycare, and he's watching Nemo on TV.
And he's playing with his Lego shark as he watches. So Nemo, watching Nemo consists of, can we skip to the sharks, and then we want to skip to the whale, and then we want to watch the shark again, and then the whale again. So, yeah.
Well, Lisa, I have a niece who spent a semester at Oxford, and her observation was everything in England is either brand new or 900 years old.
That sounds accurate, and everything is smaller also.
Yeah.
The portions are smaller, your McDonald's fries are smaller, and it's all more expensive. So, but it's nice, good historical place, you know.
So how long now have you been running the child care here at Evangel Home?
It will be 2 years in August. So coming up on 2 years already.
Wow, that just doesn't seem possible.
No, it doesn't. It's crazy to think, you know. So I've also gone back to school, so I go to school in the night. And so I am now only one semester from graduating. So it's like, whoa, time is passing. But it doesn't feel like it. It's like I get to come to work. We sing fun songs. We play fun games. We build the coolest Lego towers, you know. We learn some numbers and some letters. And it's like, they pay me for this. This is so fun, you know.
What's your degree, and what are you working on?
I'm working right now on a master's in family mediation.
Okay.
So to work in the courthouse and mediate and with juveniles to try and persuade them to not commit more crimes and find the real root of the behavior and things. So.
Okay, and what school are you going to?
Fresno Pacific.
Okay.
Yeah.
I went there once.
Yeah.
Back before it was Fresno Pacific, it was Pacific College when I was there. Yeah.
That people still call it Pacific College. I'm like, no, it's called Fresno Pacific, but I did not know that piece of history.
Yeah. So, in fact, my father-in-law went there when it was Pacific Union or something. I don't remember. It was. Pacific Bible College, maybe?
Oh,
anyway, that's irrelevant, and I probably just offended some people by not knowing or misdiagnosing it.
We learned a history lesson.
So, at Evangelhome, do you have any favorite memories of special kids, something significant and fun happened that just was eye-popping to you and enjoyable, stories you like to tell about what went on here?
Oh, gosh, there's so many. It's just so fun to see them learn and understand new things. And so the boy that's here right now, he was not so good at puzzles. But another two-year-old boy here loved puzzles. And so he would not do puzzles. He would just dump them out on the floor. But now he figured out how to do a 12-piece puzzle. So this morning, it's like you leave him right there with his puzzle. You turn to the other child and you come back. And he's like, I did it. And it's like, oh, my gosh, you totally just learned that. That's so fun. So, and it's fun to see the kids when new toys come in, they automatically come to daycare and then we sort them to wherever. And so it's fun to see the kids wanting to share them. Like, we have a lot of toys. Can we give these toys to the kids in the crisis side who don't have as many? Or could we give them to somebody else who doesn't have as much? And it's like, you don't have anything. Why are you trying to give it away? So it's just nice to see their selfless acts and like, oh, you have yellow and I have orange, but I know you really wanted orange. It's okay. You can have it. I'll be okay with yellow, you know, because nice. I know that you want it. You guys, I would never trade yellow for orange. Like, so.
You're right at a transition time as we speak. We're recording way ahead. I don't even know for sure how long, but we're approaching mid-June. And your world's going to change next week as we sit and record.
We will. We will have a very fun summer. So tomorrow is June 13th, as we are recording, I believe. And so the kids will be done with school. So that is very fun because then there's a lot more kids coming in and out throughout the day because school is out. So it'll be fun to have the older brothers of the kids come. And so it's a whole new dynamic and whole new activities, but it's really fun.
So how many kids are you expecting and what ages?
Well, we have up to age 13 that come down to daycare. So there will be, from the Crossroads side, just one more child. But then the Crisis side is always having new kids. So then all those school-age kids will come over too. So there are mornings when there's 8 kids, 10 kids. And so on those days, then they pull one of the ladies that's volunteering to come and help out. So that's good. But you never can really tell how many it's going to be because it's always changing, which keeps it more fun. So
yeah. What needs are there in your domain here? Critically important what goes on here because it frees mom up to get their classes done. What would you like to see listeners help you out with?
Well, we love crafts, craft supplies, summer camp style crafts. When they come in the packet, it's wonderful just because that's what we go through the most. So glue, markers, craft kits, all that stuff is wonderful to keep us entertained throughout the summer. So we had, recently this week, we had a super generous donation of a Wii. And so now we have a Wii. If anybody has Wii games they don't want to play, so that's going to be great for the older kids to play during the summer because we have a TV that can connect to. And we got a super huge Lego donation, so all the kids were super excited about that. So, but yeah, like craft supplies and then like games for older kids to play, you know, Monopoly age kind of games. So
okay. So craft supplies, board games for kids 9 to 13 or thereabouts?
Because when people hear daycare, they tend to think 5 and under. So then we still have 13-year-olds, 12-year-olds that come over and it's like, well, you could make a bead necklace again, you know. But, you know, they're always nice. We figure it out. So, yeah.
Yeah, they grow pretty weary of watching the shark scene and the whale scene from Nemo.
Not Ben. He's never weary of that. But they would be quickly. And our Barney and Surf's Up collection will not quite meet their needs. So,
do you get to interact with the other managers and the staff here at Evangelhome?
Yes. Not so much just by the design of my job, but they Like, so the house manager of the crisis, whoever's on duty, will be calling each other throughout the day because they'll call over and say, hey, these kids are bored. Can we send them over? And then I'll say, yes, you can, or no, you cannot because there's too many kids, or no, because they're sleeping. So we'll call back and forth frequently. And then we'll be calling over to Ruby because she's my direct boss. So, oh, the mom needs to do this. Is that okay? What do you think? So we talk and we all eat lunch together. So that's nice. Nice break to talk to adults.
Yeah. Have you made some friends here?
I would say so.
Yeah.
You know, there's the ones you talk to most, and they're all older than me by a good amount. So, but it's nice to hear their wisdom and their stories so that when I think, that is so silly you do it that way, then they can say, oh, that this is why, because I've been here for 18 years, and I've seen this pattern play out, and I can tell you why that rule is how it is. So it's been nice to have them and their knowledge.
What if you were to today was the day you were transitioning out, if today was the day, and it's not, but what would you take with you from your experience of having been here? What would undergird your next step in your life, do you think?
Well, when the lady before me left, she said, the piece of wisdom I will give you is always have an extra outfit in your car because you don't know what will happen. And I thought, that is silly. I will be fine. And there has been many times when potty training has not gone quite so well or somebody got a stomach bug. And I have wished that I followed that word of advice and had extra change of clothes in my car. But I think it has definitely helped me have a greater understanding of children and how to have quality interactions with them and patience, and you know, so I think it will definitely eventually pay off when I have my own children.
Yeah.
So,
and maybe mediating young children with families when you get to that point,
right? And there's been a few instances because parents love their children, and that's a very unique relationship when there's conflict between mothers. So it's been fun to kind of pull some of my tools from school and let's talk about this together when somebody had their child offended by another child. So I can see my education playing in here. So
good. So it works both ways. Your education helps here. Your experience here helps out there. And
yeah,
when you get to that workplace, absolutely.
I'll just stay forever then. It'll be fine. So.
Well, Lisa, I appreciate that. Believe it or not, we're out of time. And I do, last week when I was talking with Joe Janela, we mentioned that the Evangelome needed meat. And thank you. You know who you are. Lots and lots of meat, and we are so appreciative. Steaks, pork, chicken.
We had pot roast yesterday with all the vegetables. It was great. And then today will be chicken wings. So,
wow.
It is appreciated.
We can't say thank you enough, and you know who you are. So, anyway, thanks so much. Ken, it's your turn. I've run long. Thanks for joining us today, my listening friend, on this edition of Heartline from Evangelhome of Fresno.
And I'm happy to let you know that anywhere on the face of the earth with an internet connection, you can find the Evangelhome at evangelhome.org. Pretty simple to remember, evangelhome.org. That phone number again in the 559 area code, 264-4714. Thanks for joining us for this week's edition of Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangelhome in Fresno.